Welcome to Nausea Reviews. This is Brian, your host, and today we're talking about the 50s blob, not the 80s blob. The only person I know in it is Steve McQueen, and I only know him because of pop culture. And I will say that these teenagers are looking real old. I don't know why every teenager in the 50s is like 35 and up, but they are. Who knows? But that's what we gotta roll with. So basically what happens is a meteorite comes down and it has an organism on it and it like destroys this town. Well, it doesn't, it tries to real hard. I guess it doesn't actually destroy the town. But, you know, it's just a blob of silicone and food dye that is like attacking people, which, you know, makes sense because it's called the blob. But it really is just like a silicone blob. Like, yes, I'm talking about the effects, not the movie now, like as a whole. I do commend them for some of the effects that they got to do. But literally one of the effects is there's a picture of a diner and then the blob rolls over onto the diner and then they cut to inside the diner and it shakes. It's not super great is what I'm getting at. But like if we compare it to the remake, which is like not nice because the remake is so many years older. But you hardly ever see the blob eat somebody. Like, you see the blob on people every once in a while, but usually somebody falls behind a gurney and then they're just gone. Or, yeah, it just didn't show enough people get eaten by the blob. That's my biggest gripe. Kind of like with them, how you hardly ever got to see the ants actually do anything to a person. I guess that's why I like the other 50s movie did with the snails, because it actually showed the snails eat people. That's my biggest gripe with this movie. It makes it kind of boring. And I know it's like, duh, because it's a 50s movie. I like the blob. I like how it was the concept of the blob and everything. It's just, we're hearing about random shit from random people that doesn't even matter. Like, there's a cop that does chess, but you're so like, the blob's hardly in the movie because it's a 50s movie. But then when it is in the movie, it's not super interesting to look at because it's just like an ooze that you know what I mean? Like in the newer movie with the newer effects, the blob moved with purpose and it attacked people. You know what I mean? And you got to see that. The thing about those other 50s movies is I don't have a remake from like decades later to compare it with. And I do for the blob and it sucks because I really like the blob from 88. So it makes me not like the old blob. But I will say the foundation that this movie made for the remake of the blob is great. Because if we'll talk, there's the theater scene. Like, we're just going to be all over the place. Disclaimer. I'm just talking about the movie. It's not really, it's just me talking. So, like, spoilers, because I'm talking about the end of the movie. So, at the end of the movie, the blob is in the movie theater, and it kills a guy. It's like, you get to see, like, silicone slapped onto a guy, and then the movie cuts out, and then it, like, oozes through the doorway, and then everybody runs, and then the cops come up, and one of them goes in there, and he's like, hey, don't go in there. It's the worst thing I've ever seen. It's like, how? Is there half-melted bodies in there? Because every other person has been fully melted. By the way, this blob, while it's on stuff, it doesn't melt it. The only thing that this blob eats is people and whatever clothes or objects they have on them at the time. It's weird. It doesn't burn anything except for people. So like you have all these scenes that look like vandalism or people like just ghost towned out of their building. And it's like, it doesn't leave anything behind. So it's like the movie around the creature eating people, it's just like, doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Cause when you get to the doctor's office part, which I know we went to the end of the movie and we're coming back to the beginning of the movie, but with the doctor's office scene or whole thing, they bring the old meteor falls, old man pokes it with a stick, it gloops onto his hand. Is it a good effect? 100%. Once it starts eating people, it starts getting red into it and it starts getting to that purple color or that maroon magenta color that the blob is known for. I mean, it's more purple in the remake, or it's more pinkish in the remake than it was in the original. But I think that's cool that it didn't start changing colors until it started eating a guy. Like, there's cool shit in this movie. But, like, so it didn't get reported at all that this dude was in the hospital and they were going to amputate his arm. And then when they went to go look, like, literally, he looked at the arm. He's like, I need my nurse back here so I can amputate this dude's arm. The nurse gets there, and then the nurse goes to get him ready to be amputated, and he's just gone. And the seat doesn't have anything on it, nothing. And then there's just a blob in the side of the room that doesn't move. And then the dude goes for the shotgun, and while he's going for the shotgun, the lady screams a bit, knocks over a lamp, falls down, and then she's out of the movie. And then he shoots at the blob, and it doesn't do anything. And then his room gets ransacked and he gets melted instantly by the blob. And it's like when the cops come back to check, because Steve McQueen's character, Steve, and his girlfriend were there at the time because they brought the old man. So he saw that. So the door's locked from the inside, but there's no clothes. I mean, the blob sat on the floor for like 20 minutes before it ate that lady, and there was no hole burned into the ground, but all of his clothes and shit are gone, so they don't even know where people are. And then you got like, I don't know, I just think the blob was boring. I think the effects were cool. I think the skeleton of this movie is cool, but it was just boring. Plus you got fucking Steve McQueen tweaking out the whole movie. Like I said, I haven't seen him in anything, but in this movie, he's really, really like jittery and tweaky, and I have no idea why, but it's kind of like, it's a little off-putting because everybody says in the movie that he's like so trustworthy, and it's like, I can tell by looking in your eyes that you're telling the truth, but it's like, not really, because he's like, he can't stand still. He can't figure out what he wants to say. Nothing. He just makes weird noises and said, let's go. Or makes weird movements and says, let's go with weird facial expressions. I don't know, man. I don't know how I feel about this one. Yeah, there's just, I just don't have that much to say about the fucking blob, you guys. We'll try to do a short overview just so I can add time to this podcast. So Steve McQueen and his girlfriend Jane are about to make out when Steve McQueen sees a shooting star and lays on some game, and it doesn't work at first, but then we get the I trust you thing when he explains, and then another one falls and they hear the boom, so they go to go look at it. Well, this old dude goes looks, he gets a stick, pokes it with it, fucking melts his hand, and then they see him on the side of the road while they were looking for it, and they take him to the hospital. He's got a melty arm that looks fucking cool. The doctor calls the lady to come in. The doctor tells Steve to, like, go look at the site. They get in trouble by the cops, and then he makes up this story, and then he gets let free, and then his buddies go to the movie theater, and then before they go to the movie theater, they go with him, and they find the rock, and then they find the dog that's at the dude's house, and then they go back, and then when they go back to report to the doctor, fucking, that's when he gets eaten, and then they go straight to the cops, and then the cops don't believe him, then they go over there because he reported a murder, and nobody is cooperating, even though I know it's ridiculous, but why didn't you call the nurse's house? Like, the nurse ain't there. Wouldn't that be like your second person to call? Call the nurse's house. There's no pickup at the nurse's house. Fucking go over to the nurse's house, and when she's not fucking there, then you know that some shit's going down. Does the nurse go? Because the doctor was supposed to go to a convention. It's like, does the nurse go to the convention with him? Well, then fucking, it's weird. It's like they fucking forgot she existed after she knocked over a lamp. And then it gets fuzzy after that because they're at the cop shop and they go get picked up by their parents. And it's just like nobody believes them, but they kind of believe them, but not really. And it's just a whole lot of back and forth and wasted time, I guess. See, I feel like in the remake of The Blob, to fill some of that space, we got to see the POV of the blob a little bit. So we knew where the blob was going and what it was doing. And there was more kills on screen. That helps too. But the blob just pops up at places. They drive by a place that looks run down, and it's because the blob was in there. And then they go some arbitrary distance away with some arbitrary timing, and the blob was there too. But when was the blob there? Because we saw what happened in one place like 5 minutes ago, and then that blob can fucking teleport across town. It's that kind of shit. Makes it really inconsistent. So then it's just like you're waiting for the next report of the blob so that we can go to a scene where the blob might have eaten somebody. But then you don't see any aftermath because there's nobody there to be seen. Like, he goes to his dad's shop at one point in time in the movie. They get chased by the blob, and this is where they go into the meat locker, and the blob doesn't follow because it's cold. And it's like, there's nobody in there. They ran from an ooze. They didn't see anything. And usually I have a pretty good attention span, you know? But this movie just, the only reason that I can recommend it is if you want to appreciate the ideas from the remake of The Blob more. Because it did do that. Like I said, the movie theater scene, the upgraded version for the remake, was fucking amazing. But we wouldn't have got that if it wasn't for The Blob. You know what I'm saying? It's that kind of shit. The way that crystals dropped off of the blob when it tried to go into the freezer in the remake so the preacher man could get a piece of it and make that his new doctrine for the apocalypse and shit, like doomsday cult shit, because he has a piece of the blob, because it like broke off in crystals because of the cold. Like that shit's cool. Like in the original, it just oozes out and then they reverse the footage so it can suck back in and there's no residue. It's like, which isn't necessary, but I think it's cool that the backbone of the remake had the start of it, which is like what I'm getting at. I don't know why this isn't just a blob 88 review instead of a blob 58 review. Have no idea. Okay, I got rambly and I didn't really make a whole lot of sense in this podcast, but it's a short movie. The dialogue wasn't like worth remembering. All I can tell you is some dude was working underneath of a car, a guy left, and then he was talking, and then all of a sudden a blob ate him, and then the cops were like, I went over to the one guy's place and there was nobody there, and that's all you hear about it. It's like you didn't even get to see him get eaten. So I'm pretty sure this incoherent rant is over now. Final thoughts. I do think that it was worth watching, at least for me, because it let me get to see where all of the fun stuff I got to see in the remake came from. And do I think it's actually a bad movie? No. I'm complaining about a movie from a 20th century perspective. The movie's not that bad for a 50s movie. It was just, I hold the other one in such high regard. This one feels like a downgrade. Or if you want to look at it as this is the roots, we can do it that way to put it in a more positive light, I guess. So if you're interested in 50s movies and you haven't 50s monster movies and you haven't watched The Blob, like The Blob is worth watching. Like I said earlier, the reason that I didn't have as negative of an opinion on them and the monster that challenged the world is simply because there isn't a more modern remake of them. Like if them would have got remade in the 80s, there's a pretty good chance I would have liked the 80s them way more than them is what I'm getting at. By the way, there is a movie, it's called They Come From the Desert, that's about giant ants. It's not good. It's not like them. But I am just going to stick to the remake. I have no shade against this movie, but I'm just going to stick to the remake. It fills me with more joy, I guess, to watch it. Anyway, next week, we're going to take a look at Seed People. I don't know what Seed People is. I saw the picture of it, and I'm like, okay, this looks dumb. But it was, I can't remember what it was made, but it wasn't made in the Asylum era. So I'm like, maybe there's a chance that it's good. Or the cover is tricking me, and it's like a low-budget, flaming pile of shit. But if it is that, hopefully it's fun to talk about. Anyway, I'm done. I hope you all have a good week. Talk to you later. Bye.